Okay, sure. We'll take your time. I wanna go to the book of Acts tonight to start there. And let me see which verse it is. I got my notes here. I just feel like the Lord has this message and he wants us to share it. And it's been burning in me, and it needs to be. The Lord wants to say it tonight. And so those of you who are here, this message is for you. And those who are listening online and on the CD, it's for you, because the Lord wants to set us free, totally free. You know, sometimes we get free, but only in a little bit. And we're not free all the way. You know, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the Lord has come to set us free, and he told us to stand fast in that liberty and that freedom that he gives us. And what I'm talking right now is freedom from sickness, freedom from death, freedom from sickness. And so he has come to set us free, and not just in little ways, and not wait for the attack to come and then fight it off. But he wants to make us completely whole. Complete. Whole. Amen? You guys with me? Seems a little loud. I feel like I'm like the big voice here, but let's see. So in Acts chapter 9, in verse 34, let me see if I need to back up and get the context here. Yes, we'll start in verse 32. It came to pass, as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years, who is bedfast, 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. Now, if you had been in bed for 8 years, you'd be sick of it too, right? Okay, it's like twisting the scripture a little bit there. But he was sick of the palsy. What does that mean? Anybody know what it means to be sick of the palsy?
Paralyzed.
Yeah, he couldn't move. He was bedridden. He was bedfast. He could not move for 8 years. People had to feed him, take care of him, bathe him, the whole thing, you know? You guys with me? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Have you ever heard this passage before of Aeneas?
Where are we?
We are in Acts chapter 9, verse 32. And I guess we'll go through 35 here. Let me finish reading it. So there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ makes thee whole. Arise and make your bed. And he arose immediately. And all that dwelt at Lydda and Saron saw him and turned to the Lord. Two whole cities turned to the Lord because of this one miracle. Can you imagine? This man was paralyzed for 8 years, long years. I mean, 8 days is long enough, 8 months. 8 years, he's laying in bed, cannot move. And Peter comes. And this is you, know, remember? You say Linda comes, you know? We can say Will comes, James comes, Elizabeth comes, Johnny comes, Dan comes. We came, okay? And the power of the Lord is with us. And so when Peter came, he didn't say, I'm going to make you whole. He didn't say, I'm going to heal you.
Acts what?
Acts 9, 34. He said, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Jesus Christ. Now, he didn't say it in the past tense, which we know it already is in the past tense, that he already did it for us, right? But he said, he makes you whole. This is in the continuous present. That means you don't have to wait any longer. And that is the news that we take to the sick. You don't have to wait. Jesus will heal you right now. I think most people are waiting for God to heal them. Don't you agree?
Yes.
Most people are saying, well, whenever God heals me, and it's not up to God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in us, which is the healing power that every believer has, because the Bible says they'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They're talking about believers. These signs shall follow them that believe. And one of them, they shall lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. And so this is normal. How about that? This is normal for us. When we lay hands on people, they get healed. How about that? And the Lord's power is in us. And so he said, Jesus Christ makes you whole. And he didn't just say Jesus heals you. He said he makes you whole, whole. You know, whole is complete. Not perfect necessarily as and flawless, but yes, probably flawless. He makes us flawless. He makes us complete. Now, I want to show you a scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians and chapter 5, verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, wholly, completely. Sanctify you completely. So we're not just talking about your spirit is sanctified and made clean, but your body and your mind. I mean, he washes your mind with the water of the word, renews it, and helps clear out all the gunk and junk that's been put in there in the world. He sanctifies your body. He cleanses it, makes it whole, right? Just like he did the leper. He said, be cleansed. Just like anything, he cleanses, he sanctifies us, makes us holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The whole thing. Your whole being. You know, if you had one part of your being that wasn't quite right, let's say you had a strong body, you're athletic, you have a strong body, and your spirit is, you know, born again, but your mind is whacked out. You know, you're having all kinds of issues with confusion and disoriented things, and you're just messed up all in your mind. Then your whole being is a mess. You know what I'm saying? If one part of you. What if you had a strong, clear mind and you're born again, but your body doesn't function and you're stuck in bed and you can't move and it affects your spirit, you know? What happens to your body affects your spirit. And what's the other way? If you had a strong body and a strong mind, but you didn't have any relationship with God and your spirit was full of demons. You know what I'm saying? So God said, I'm praying that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who will also do it. So he's going to do it. He's going to preserve you. That's awesome to think that he can take care of you in such a way that he makes you whole. Every part of you, every bit of you, head to toe, inside and out. You are just whole in every way, complete. Remember in the Old Testament, they had the word peace in their English. It's English. But the Hebrew word was shalom, remember? And the word shalom, it means wholeness like that. And you could say it means nothing missing and nothing broken. So everything is complete. It's intact. It's it's healthy. It's nothing missing, nothing broken. And so that's the shalom, the peace of God. And look at this verse. It says the very God of peace. Sanctify you wholly, your whole spirit and soul and body preserved, blameless. And he's going to take care of every part of your whole being. Isn't that awesome? I mean, it's not like we even have to twist his arm. He said, faithful is he that calls you who also will do it. So I'm going to do it. So you don't even have to work at it. You just go, come to the life, come to the living water. You just come and just receive and let the life of God flow inside you and make you whole. If you don't feel like you're whole yet, you don't feel like you're complete, and there's maybe some things in your life that are still messed up, just hold on, because God is working in you and he's transforming you. And you won't even recognize yourself a few years from now. You'll be so different because of his work inside of us. He's working in us, making us completely whole. He is the one that said, "I will." He's going to do it. He's faithful. You can trust him. He's going to do it. He's making you whole. And that's what Peter said to Aeneas. He said, "Jesus Christ makes you whole." And wow, what a thought, you know? It didn't mean that maybe just part of you is going to be all right. Your whole being is going to be charged with the power of God. And he came up off that bed. He got up out of bed immediately and was healed and made whole. I mean, think about it. If you're laying in bed, even your, bless you, even your family life is messed up. You can't, how can you even be a father or a husband, you know, if you're paralyzed? So part of his life was not complete, right? And maybe, you know, he wasn't able to provide. He couldn't even make money, couldn't go to work and do those things. So his life was messed up because of his body. So Jesus Christ makes you whole. It took him and fixed what was broken, fixed what was missing, and brought him to peace, wholeness, soundness. You know what I'm saying? You see the picture. What would think in your mind? What would a picture of soundness look like or wholeness? You're safe. There's nothing attacking you. You're healthy and you don't have any pain in your body. Your family is happy and healthy and well provided for. And you have an abundance of finances. And everything is well with you, you know? And you're just whole. Everything is right. Nothing missing, nothing broken. So we were over in Stephen Sherry Nicholson's church over in Clearwater. They're offshoot of this church. They went out 23 years ago and started a church. They were associate pastors here, and they went over and started a church. So we were, in the last few weeks, we've been going over there on Sunday mornings to help them because they are going through some transition right now. So they told the story one time over lunch. We were having lunch after church, and Sherry had done something. Was it softball or something where she had broken her finger? So she went, what do you remember, Dan? If it was softball or something? They had a church softball league. And they said that's the greatest outreach their church has had is this softball league. And they have won so many people to the Lord through this. It's their ministry outside of the church, you know? So she's out there, not because she loves to play softball, but because they call her Pastor Sherry on the field. She prays for everybody. But she broke her finger. So she went to the doctor, they took an x-ray, and there you can see the crack, you know, in the bone of it. And you have to help me out with the details because I know you're much better at details. But she went to, she was going to go to another doctor the next day, right? And she took the x-ray with her. Do you remember? But before she had an appointment to go to another specialist or a doctor or whatever. And so that night she's thinking, man, it just hurts. Her finger, it just hurts. And she was crying and she said, it just hurts. And so Steve said, he just put his hand on it, you know, and he just said, I speak shalom to you. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And she just received peace, like the peace came into her and she fell asleep. And so, you know, I guess the pain subsided enough, so she fell asleep. The next day, she went to the other doctor, and he's examining the finger, and he says, well, do you mind? I'm going to take another x-ray. So he takes another x-ray of it, and it was not broken. Wow. It had mended overnight because of Steve's prayer. He spoke nothing missing, nothing broken, just complete shalom, wholeness over it. That's awesome, isn't it? And that's what we do. That's what Jesus does. I love it that he didn't say Jesus Christ used to make people whole. Or one day Jesus Christ will make people whole. He said Jesus Christ makes you whole. Makes you whole right now. He's making it happen. He's doing it. He's doing this wholeness work inside you. All you have to do is just stay with him. Just stay connected and he's working in you. And don't worry, and don't get afraid and panic and go and do things. Just stay with him. Stay in that peace. Stay right where his presence is and where you're at peace. And let him work. Sometimes you can get more healing in a time of worship in the presence of God than you can with a whole regiment of doses of medicine. You know what I'm saying? You just get in the God's presence and he'll heal you. I remember an article I read in a Christian magazine And this woman had contracted AIDS. I guess her lifestyle was bad and she had gotten AIDS, but she had two young daughters. And she was, I guess, advancing in that disease and she was facing dying from it. So one day she was just distraught and overwhelmed by it. And she went in her living room and laid on the floor with her face on the floor and said, God, help me. I don't want to die. I have two daughters. I don't want to leave them as orphans. I don't want to leave them alone. Please, God, help me. Have mercy on me, or whatever she said. I don't know her exact words. You know what I'm saying? She cried out, broke down before God. And God healed her. She no longer had any symptoms of AIDS after that. That's what Jesus does. Jesus Christ makes you whole. And that's just a couple of illustrations, or testimonies. There are thousands of people healed by the power of God. We all know that. We've prayed for people and seen them whole. Let me see. I've got some more things here I want to share. When Jesus, in Matthew 14, let's look at this one. Matthew 14. I just felt like the Lord wanted to put some faith food in you tonight. Okay, so this is faith food. Pump your faith up. It's not like you don't know these things, but when someone comes along and says it again and says it enthusiastically, you know, you can get it inside you. You guys that are going to minister to the sick, you've got to have enthusiasm. I'm telling you, every time you go visit sick people, they're always depressed. We've gone to people's houses to pray for them, and all the blinds are closed. It is dark in the house. And I've gone and opened up all the blinds, let the sun shine in. Like, this is awful. You can't have life without light. You gotta get some light in there. But you've gotta bring light inside of you. When you go to minister to the sick, you say, praise God, God's gonna heal you right now. Instead of saying, well, let's pray and see if God does anything. You know what I'm saying? You've got to have faith in you. You've got to have faith in your own heart when you go. And you've got to be convincing, you know? You know, as soon as I know, I've prayed for lots of people. And I've seen lots of miracles. And I know that when I lay my hands on you, the power of God's going to go in you if you'll just receive it. And you come with that kind of faith and they will be more receptive. You know what I mean? Some people don't have faith, so they need yours. They need you to bring it and give it to them, some faith. So we got some faith food here. And you know, when you go and visit people in the hospital or their homes where they're sick, you've got, a lot of people are not sure God wants them to be healed. And you've got to give them scriptural reasons and say, well, the Bible says this. What about the ministry of Jesus? You know, he healed all that came to him. He was just doing God's will. That's all. He wasn't trying to prove his deity. And you know, you can take these proofs and you've got Dan's little handbook, right? And you can take those truths and share them, feed their faith. And you can see when the faith comes in their heart, cause their face will light up. They'll say, and you can see it, they're not sad anymore. That faith comes in them. So, okay. Side thought, Matthew 14. And verse 34, when they had gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about and brought unto him all that were diseased. That's a lot. All that country, all around, all the sick people. Now, can you imagine if you went in Lakeland, Polk City, Mulberry, Plant City, Winter Haven. You got all the sick people. I imagine these villages were a little smaller. But still, imagine how many people. They brought them unto him, all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. All these hundreds of people are coming to say, please, can I just touch you? Because the power was coming out of him, right? And as many as touched, that means all that touched, right? As many as, that means all. All that touched him were made partly whole. No, perfectly whole, completely whole. Every bit of them, totally restored. Awesome, isn't it? Everyone that touched him was made perfectly whole. Jesus Christ makes you whole. And so they came, and all they had to do was touch him. Like I said, and if you go in worship, where you fall on your face before God and contact God, you touch God. Your heart is bare before God, and you contact God. You're going to go away whole. He's going to make you whole. And sometimes the mess we get in takes us a while to get into that mess, and it might take a little while to get out of that mess, but sometimes it's quick, you know? Sometimes it's a process, but the healing, if the healing takes 30 days for you to be healed, it's still a healing, right? And you're still healed. I mean, it doesn't have to be an instant thing. If it takes 30 days, it's still a healing. And there have been many people that have been healed like that, a gradual thing that got better and better and better. And it seemed like the moment that they contacted God, the healing began. You remember how he said, the Lord said, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So recovering, sometimes a process. It's not an instant. And Keith Moore, who did Kenneth Hagin's healing school for 15 years or so, he said that for every one person that got healed instantaneously, which is by comparison, there was like 50 that got better gradually. For every one instant one, 50 were healed gradually. They heard the word of God, they got healed and more healed, and they kept standing, they got better and stronger, and they didn't have to take this medicine anymore, and they got stronger and stronger. He said the majority by far are healed gradually. And so that's why we got to know how to work with people and keep staying with them until we get them totally healed. Remember John G. Lake's ministry? He had so many people healed, and he trained people how to go heal the sick. And so he would send them out two by two like Jesus, and he'd say, don't come back until you get them healed. So someone would call in or send in a note or a mail thing, you know, what do you call it? They send something, a letter. We don't use those anymore, do we? Wow, that's obsolete. But anyway, so then he would send a team of two out there, and he said, don't come back until they're healed. So that means if they're not healed yet, keep working with them. Come on, build their faith up. Tell them what the Word of God says. Lay hands on them some more. Get them filled and get them healed and keep working on them until you get it. And so that's what we got. Get that in there. But the Lord will make you perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, right? In Acts chapter 3. Let's see. Acts chapter 3. And verse 16. You know, I'm preaching these things so that you can go and preach them to others. Take the same truths. Preach it. And this is talking about Peter and John when the man at the gate beautiful was healed. The lame man was healed, and he had never walked a day in his life, and the Lord healed him. And it says in verse 16, and his name, Jesus' name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Perfect soundness, right? I want you to get a picture of wholeness, perfect soundness, completeness. And God can do it, right? Is there anything God can't do? No. Can he take the person that is almost dead and bring him back to life again? Lazarus was dead 4 days. I mean, that's a hopeless case if you ever had one. He was stinking already. Man, and to bring him back to life. So he can do anything. And if he said he can make you complete and perfectly sound and whole, that's what his plan is. That's his will. That's what you got to know. God, what is your will for me? Do you want me to be sick? Do you want me to suffer? Maybe when I get to heaven, I'll be all right. No, he says, I want you to be complete right now. It's perfectly whole, perfectly sound, spirit, soul, and body. Totally, completely made right. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Mark chapter 5 is the woman with the issue of blood in verse 25 through 34. And the Lord said, your faith has made you whole, right? Her faith has made you whole. I want to show you Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 165. Very long chapter. Psalm 119, verse 165. It says, great peace, not just peace, but great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Now, you probably could do a good word search on that, huh? But nothing will get them out of their wholeness. Nothing will offend them. Like if you're offended, you're bent out of shape, we call it, you know? You're bent out of shape. We need to get bent back into shape again. But if you're offended, then you're I don't know, it's like, sometimes when Jesus preached, people got offended by his words. You remember? They were they just couldn't handle it. They couldn't take it. It messed up their theology, that kind of thing. So, but he said, "Great peace have those who love your law." So if you go to God's words here and you love this law, and you love his words, and it gets inside you, then you have great peace. And guess what? If you don't have great peace, maybe you need to get back in his law and his words here and feed on his words, because his words bring peace. I remember when I was a teenager, I remember having a nightmare one night, and it was so graphic and so terrifying. I was at Rhema Bible Training Center. I was 19, and I was at Rhema Bible Training Center going to college, and I was living in an apartment in a city that was strange to me, first time I ever lived away from home. I was with my older sister, praise God for that. But I had this terrible nightmare, and I was just full of fear. But I remembered someone had said this, that if you read your Bible, it gives you peace. It brings peace to you. And so I grabbed my Bible off the nightstand, and I started reading it. And I also heard that if you pray in tongues, it brings you into peace. It makes your mind settle down, and it gives you that calmness. It builds you and strengthens you and gives you peace inside. But so I was reading my Bible, just reading my Bible, and the peace of God came. And so there's peace in him. He brings peace, and his words are him, you know. When he speaks, this is him, his very words to us. And so you receive his words, and it brings you to peace and wholeness. And you know, remember the scripture in Proverbs 4 that says that, attend to, you know, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, keep them in the midst of your heart. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh, health to your whole body. And you can tell that when a person is sick, they don't have peace. And when a person is whole and healed and healthy, they have peace, right? And his words bring that health to your whole, all your flesh, your whole body. It brings it back to soundness and wholeness again. Okay, gotta try and wrap this up here. James 5, 14 and 15, we don't have to turn to it, I'll just read it. He says that if any is afflicted, let him pray. Anyone sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil, and the prayer of faith will save the sick. And if he has committed any sins, they shall be forgiven him. So it's like you get the whole package. It's not just a few little blessings. Man, Jesus could have just given us a few little things, but he's so magnanimous. He's so big. He's so kind and generous, that he wants, he's not happy until you are totally made whole. Everything in you is right. Your finances are abundant. Your body is just beaming with life and health. Your family is sound and safe. And God is not happy until you're at that point. Remember 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Above all things, he wants you well. He wants you whole in every way. Let me see another scripture here. So I was saying in James 5, 14 and 15 that not only do you get healing, but you get forgiveness too for whatever opened you up to the devil to bring that disease upon you. Because you know, a lot of times the devil brings stuff on you and brings the condemnation. Well, you deserve to be sick because of this and that. So the Lord heals you and forgives you from all whatever it was. And you walk your merry way. Go on rejoicing again. We have Luke 17, verse 19, where the 10 lepers came to Jesus, and the Lord said to the one that came back and worshiped him, and he said, your faith has made you whole. And one more verse, Jeremiah chapter 30. Let's see, Jeremiah chapter 30. And verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. The Lord said, I will. He's not saying you have to. He's saying, I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds. So maybe it's not even just a disease, but it's you got injured and there's a wound. He will heal you of your wounds and he will restore you. When God restores you, he doesn't just give you back what you lost. He gives you 7 times more, right? If a thief steals something and they have to be restored, they have to return it with 7 times more from what they stole. They make restitution. So when God says, I'm going to restore health to you, woo! You can feel almost like a surge of his Holy Spirit power coming. Watch out. You know, there have been times people have been zapped by the power of God. One time, I think it was Uriah. Was it Uriah that Pastor Wayne went to reach his hand to him and there was a blue thing shot? Did you remember that, Dan? Was it Uriah? Or Frank? Or one of those. And the power of God shot from Pastor Wayne's hand to him. There's another time that Pastor laid hands on someone, and instead of them just falling back, their feet went up and plunk. They fell down. It's like someone knocked their feet out from under them. Clunk. I mean, the power of God can zap you. When we were teenagers, Dan's dad was a pastor over at Kathleen United Methodist, and there was a guy that came. You remember the preacher's name, Dan? That lots of people were slain in the spirit from him. Was that Jim Spillman?
Yeah, that's the only one we had.
Okay, and so he was funny in how he ministered to people. People would come up to be to receive, and he would go, you know, and they'd fall out in the spirit of God. Or he'd take his handkerchief out and go like this, and they'd fall out in the spirit of God. What else? He did some other things like that too. He said, stop right there. And they're 10 feet away, and he would lay his hands on them and they'd fall out in the Holy Spirit. So, I mean, there's the power of God is ready. It's on. We just got to receive. That's all. And you know how to receive, right? You just take it by faith. You say, Lord, I believe I receive healing right now in Jesus' name. I receive that wholeness. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Put your hand on top of your head. Excuse me. Well, Lord, I receive wholeness now in the name of Jesus. Say it. Lord, I receive wholeness now in the name of Jesus. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. From the top of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord, I receive. And the power of God's going in you right now. I can sense it. The presence of God, the power of God's going down in you. There's some things that are not right in your life, and the Lord's making it right now. There's some backs that are out of line alignment that the Lord's aligning them right now. There's some situations in the families that are really not, they're messed up, and God's working on it right now. Right now, He's making wholeness come. Ha-ha! Glory to God! Hallelujah! Oh, praise God! The power of God's just flowing right now. There's soundness coming to you right now. If somebody's got some trouble with their finances and the Lord is bringing money to you, the angels are going right now and they're moving on people's hearts to get money to you. And He's going to increase you. He's going to bring increase to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody, their mind isn't quite sharp, and He's sharpening your mind. There's a brightness that's coming to your mind, a clarity that's coming to your mind right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is the one restoring our health to us, healing our wounds, even broken hearts right now. He's healing those wounds right now. Oh, and the peace of God that surpasses understanding is coming and flooding your mind right now and your heart and your body, making you whole. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. That was a really strong anointing just flowing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking, some of those things that I just prophetically spoke, it may not be for you sitting here. It might be whoever's listening. No, or that's for you. It's for some of us, for me too, parts of it. Wow. Praise God. Praise God. Wow. I've always been so blessed by how God has shown up and manifested here. He doesn't need a lot of people. He just needs a couple people that draw from Him, and that's us. So we're like drawing. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. God has really brought out, in the last 6 years, He's brought out some real truths. And just by the Spirit, He has breathed some new things that I didn't know before. And we have it all recorded, which is cool. And I'm going to give you guys later maybe one of our business cards, because it has our website on it that you can go and look at all these healings things that the messages from Thursday nights that we've put on our website. So they're all in one place. You can find them quicker. But I wanted to tell you that tomorrow or next Thursday night will be our last night of healing school. Oh, I'm so sad in one way, but I'm excited in another way. So the Lord said to wrap it up. He said we are finished with what He wanted to do with this ministry. And it's not that it won't ever happen again, because it's still in us, and so it's going to happen. But I believe that the Lord's going to send us out and expand from these walls. It's got to go out. It's not going to be here anymore. So He said wrap it up here, and then next week He said to do a commissioning service. So He's going to commission you. I want you all to be here, because He's going to commission you and send you out to minister to the sick and to...